Jen, what have been some of the biggest challenges for you in your field and other responsibilities that you have that other business owners may not have?
Well, it is a bit of a challenge in trying to find time to fit in all the things you want to do. Entrepreneurs are constantly coming up with new ideas, and we've got lots of different plans, things we want to do, but there is a set 24 hours per day available to us, and we have to start dividing that time up between our business and what we want to do with that, making sure that we take care of our health, which a lot of people are a lot more aware of over the last couple of years. And then also in my particular situation, making sure that I have enough time to give to my son for his homeschooling. So I double dip as much as I can and make sure that I give everything that he needs from me while still being able to do what I want, which is to do really good with my business and in my community, helping the people with their health and their pet health.
Now, I know you're successful as a homeschooler. I've met your son. But as an entrepreneur, you've won awards for your business. So tell us about that.
We've been very lucky that both locally and provincially, people have voted for us as a store that they really love. And we take people's trust very seriously. We're a store that constantly talks about integrity. We talk about our integrity. We talk about the integrity of our vendors. And you'll find, like, even just yesterday, I had a gentleman come in and he was like, here's my situation. Here I have a product off the shelf. Do you think I should use that? And I was like, actually, no, you shouldn't. Here's what you already have at home that you should use that instead. And he said to me, I feel bad that I'm not buying anything. And I said, I don't care that you're not buying anything. I care that your pet is going to be well. And it's true. And people know that. And I think because we truly care about people's pets, that's what makes us successful. We don't have to be successful in selling products. Anybody can sell products. We have to be successful through caring for people's pets genuinely. And we like to partner with vendors that do the same. So I think that's part of the reason why we've done so well with our successes overall. And then from a business standpoint, because people love to have someone they can trust, I mean, it's the same as if I am going to shop. I want someone that I can trust and that I know that they have my best interests at heart. I'm going to support them. And that leads to us having more business organically. And it's based all, in the end, on our integrity.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
That's a hard one. I was actually just talking to some of the homeschool moms today about this. And I talked to my husband in the past. I'm like, is it a sales target? Is it, recognition within the community? But to me, there's two different things. One is that veterinarians have started recommending people to come to us, which I really appreciate because we've always said we want to work with everybody, not against anybody. It's important to us that we work together as a community for the greatest good of the pet. So to me, that is like a crowning achievement for us, that the vets understand that we're not trying to work against anyone. We want to work together, and they're willing to work together with us, which is a wonderful goal, and everybody should aim for that in all the industries, right? Let's all work together. So that was a really big one. And then just having successful sales goals throughout the growth of the store, because it is a lot of hours. It's a lot of personal finance. Like, we had to refinance our house to run the store. So, and we just expanded and put in a freezer, and that's a big monetary investment. So just seeing those sales goals come through too is one of those things where we're like, okay, we really did this. We really built this business that people love, and it can do well. It can run on its own and do its own thing, right? So it's kind of cool.
And what advice would you give for women just starting out in business?
You have to be passionate about what you do, and you have to do it with truth and honesty. If you have the passion and you're honest and you truly want to do well for others, it will fall into place for you. People can judge very quickly without them even realizing that they have the skill. People intuitively understand when someone is genuine. And if you are genuinely interested in their best interests, you will find success.
Thank you, Jen. Jen Newark, a woman of influence.